All right, here we go. Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, streaming out live over Speak Free Radio, simulcasting as well. So welcome to all the Speak Free listeners. So breaking, 34 U.S. political prisoners in the D.C. gulag demand transfer to Gitmo to escape intolerable conditions and heartbreaking letter. That just shows you where we're at, folks. The Nord Stream pipeline repair dilemma may end up being an environmental disaster to equal the Fukushima, with the release of millions of cubic meters of methane gas into the environment from the attack in an attempt to save the pipelines. It's been reported that they're having to maintain a gas flow through the Russian end of the pipelines to prevent seawater entering and starting a process that once started never ends, rusting. Rust never sleeps once it's started. So unless they have a tool for removing and killing the rust, they have two options. Keep pumping gas through the pipelines and thus damage the marine life and the environment with massive amounts of released methane, or abandon the pipelines as being scrapped after costing billions to build and laying new ones that evil lunatics could also destroy. Crazy, isn't it? So, this is up on ncrenegade.com. I think we need to define communism. And basically, he's saying the U.S. is more communist than Russia, in his opinion. I'm out to lunch on that one yet. The rhetoric coming from Putin sounds great. But rhetoric is one thing and action is another. Now, I like what Putin did with Syria. And I don't like this whole denazification kind of baloney that I'm hearing out of these Russophiles. It rings hollow to me due to the fact that it's all managed by these Jews over here in the Ukraine, Victoria Nuland, Zelensky, and all these people. And so, look, these people are so ruthless. These poor guys in the Svoboda and Azov and so forth, they're just cannon fodder for these Jews. And at the right time, they'll shoot them in the head because they just want to clear this. I read the stuff from Schneerson last week. They just want to clear out all the white Ukrainians anyway and move Jews in there. We know that's what this is, because Aria 2.0, I've been talking about this for months. You know, heck, I was reading that Tex Mars articles that he wrote freaking years and years ago about it. The serpent people return to Ukraine. It's insanity. So the following list of transitions by the government, quote unquote, of the United States should be considered. 1, murdering protesters. 2, political prisoners. 3, two-tier justice system. 4, voter fraud and intimidation. 5, excessive taxation and regulation. 6, government surveillance on a scale higher than any country in history. 7, FBI hit squads for made-up charges. 8, entrapping of patriots by CIA, and I would say FBI and DC police operatives. 9, propaganda. 10, surveillance of a sitting president. 11, treason. 12, SARS-CoV-2 genetic engineering of a pandemic. 13, mRNA gene therapy that killed more than the pandemic. Suppression of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine treatments. 15, promoting overthrows of foreign governments. While I'm not promoting Russia, I am pointing out that transgressions that many would consider communists are being done in the U.S. without any consequences. The next time you try to pay for gas or food, please consider how we lost our liberty. Pretty good little synopsis there. Let's get clip 7 ready, Mr. Producer. This is Greg Hunter and Edward Dowd, the former BlackRock guy. This goes all over the place, but I wanted to play this in light of the recent AFibbing of NFL star J.J. Watt. Go ahead and roll clip 7.
You think it's going to get much worse. Why?
Let me start with anecdotes. So what's happening in the month of August and September for me personally? I have a bunch of friends who, younger than me, I'm 55, in their 30s and 40s, who took this stuff. They're starting to have lots of serious issues in their 30s and 40s. I know of one person who recently found out they had a beats per minute of 30. We're told to see a cardiologist immediately. This is a 30-year-old person. And then they went to the beach on Sunday, and an ambulance had to get called to the beach. Okay, this is serious stuff. 30-year-old, very fit, very healthy. I have another friend who, it's been reported to me, works for the government. He was forced to be jabbed. He's now claiming, after being a big proponent of these things, that he's got COVID heart, and he doesn't think it's long COVID. He thinks it's the vaccine. I have four other individuals who used to not have heart problems, now having heart racing issues. So this is accelerating right now, anecdotally for me. And I'm not happy about it. And I'm figuring if I got, you know, six people in my friend group that this is happening to, the numbers are going to be horrendous once I get the data going into 2023.
All right. So, you know, you talk about these anecdotal, and I've got a couple highly questionable deaths that happened around me. But I haven't really seen, I'm in contact with a lot of vaccinated people, and I haven't, you know, Dr. Tenpenny's saying that everybody's going to know somebody by the spring of 2023, everybody's going to know somebody that's died due to these complications from these genetic sabotage injections. So we'll see. You know, it's not something that you're wishing to happen, but it's highly plausible that things could start to really accelerate in that direction. Let's get clip two ready. Now, a lot of people are really looking at the possibility of bail-ins again. Remember the haircuts and the Cyprus and all these things that happened years ago with people's accounts? Now there's tons of chatter out here about banks about to snatch everything. Pension systems. And I was playing stuff on the air years ago from Stefan Molyneux when he really dug into these pension systems in Illinois and the city of Chicago and California and how stretched they were and how just screwed they were. This was like seven, eight years ago that he was putting this stuff out before he got banned on YouTube. And think about where we're at now. And then you just have these abusive people that have been in power. And look, I'm sure most of you have seen the COVID Land series. There's three parts of it so far. And it was Paul Wittenberg over at Framing the World, who's done some really good documentaries. And Alex Jones was involved and a few other players that collabed on this COVID Land series. And, you know, I watched COVID Land Part 1, the lockdown, again today. And it was infuriating. The, you know, as time passes, you kind of, I guess, bury some of this stuff in your mind. And to watch this lunacy all over again, and the worst parts of this lunacy, and the old people that had to die in these hospitals and elder care centers when their people couldn't even come in and see them. I mean, the satanic evil that was perpetrated on us under the Trump administration. Okay? Trump and Fauci and Burks, Scarf Broad, and all these people. And Mike Pence sitting there with his little creepy clapping and smile. You know, Mike Pence is a real scumbag. But so is Trump. Really looking back on it now, and all these people going to these Trump rallies and all this stuff, and this warp speed crap, and Trump sitting there pumping his fist in front of the Warp Speed placards and all this. It made me really reevaluate where I'm at now and where this is all at. And I'm like, we're so screwed. And the people still around here. I mean, tonight I've heard sirens all night. And I saw a live high-speed chase go right in front of my house. Cop car chasing three would appear to be probably stolen cars in the middle of the night, no lights on. I mean, all you hear is engines revving, and they're chasing these characters all throughout the neighborhood. I mean, it's just so insane. We're on the verge of total lawlessness. And if these bail-ins, if this economic, you know, the last card gets pulled out from the whole structure of cards, this house of cards. Boy, I tell you, it's going to be brutality on earth. And we're watching it in these videos of people getting stabbed up and beat and all this in New York and other places, Philadelphia. Let's go ahead and roll clip two and listen to that for a few minutes.
I was having dinner with a friend not long ago in New York City. We met at a place called Oriole, which is in Midtown. My dinner companion that night was a senior advisor to BlackRock. As you may know, BlackRock is now the largest asset manager on the planet. It directly manages $5 trillion in assets, and it oversees another $11 trillion through its Aladdin platform. That means one firm controls more money than the GDPs of China, Russia, and Japan combined. Anyway, my dinner companion happens to work directly for BlackRock's CEO. As we nursed our white wine and the evening wore on, she let something slip. If I remember her words, she said something like, "They want to tell us we can't sell." What was she talking about? Who was she talking about? I placed a few calls, first to my contacts in Washington, then to a few people on Wall Street. Soon I was on a plane for a series of meetings to London, to Geneva, back to New York, then down to South America. As I began connecting the dots, a pattern emerged. It revealed a network of more than 189 individuals positioned inside the world's major financial institutions. Some of them hold senior positions inside the IMF, World Bank, and every central bank in the G20, including our own Federal Reserve. These elites share one vision, and they're about to make it a reality. That vision is one world order, one world taxation, and one world money. They've worked for years behind the scenes preparing to realize that vision. They've literally rigged the laws of international finance. Everything is basically in place right now, and there's essentially no way to stop this from happening. When the crisis hits, they'll flip the switch, freezing the global financial system. That will give them time to reset the world economy according to their vision. As the coming crisis unfolds, President Trump will be powerless to stop it. In fact, trying to stop them would probably weaken the president's power altogether.
That is amazing, Jim, really. So what did these elites want from your contact at BlackRock?
Basically, they want to classify BlackRock as too big to fail. The technical term is Systemically Important Financial Institution, or SIFI. That designation normally applies to banks, such as Bank of America. If your bank gets the SIFI label, it means the government will bail you out first in a crisis. But it also means you must turn over control of your bank until the crisis subsides. In this case, they're trying to reclassify BlackRock, an asset manager, as too big to fail. If they succeed, they'll be able to freeze BlackRock when the crisis hits. BlackRock clients won't be able to sell. They won't be able to buy either. Their accounts will go dark indefinitely. And the elite operatives will take control of BlackRock's assets remotely via the internet. But our research shows that their ICE-9 plan goes much, much deeper than that.
That you refer to their plan as ICE-9. You just said that. What does that mean?
It's a reference to the Kurt Vonnegut novel, Cat's Cradle. In the book, a mad scientist creates a new form of water molecule called ICE-9. When it comes in contact with other water molecules, it freezes them at room temperature. One drop of ICE-9 can freeze the whole ocean. And that's what these elite operatives are about to do to the world economy.
Now, can you share with our viewers exactly who these operatives are and what their ultimate goal might be?
Like I said, John, more than 189 elite agents have slowly wormed their way into leadership positions across the board. They now sit at or near the head of the IMF, the World Bank, and even our own Federal Reserve. They also control much of what happens at the central banks of China, Russia, India, Brazil, Canada, and Europe. As you know, these institutions form a kind of global superstructure. It forms a kind of snare net encircling all nations. Their leaders aren't democratically elected. They're not accountable to you and me. They're beyond the reach of government and citizens, and yet they hold the fate of the global financial system in their hands. To get a sense of how they operate, imagine an array of floating spheres. One sphere is labeled IMF. One is labeled Fed. One is labeled Bilderberg. One is labeled Wall Street. One is labeled central banks. One is labeled intelligence agencies. One is labeled media, and so on. The elites inhabit all of these spheres, and together the network forms a kind of 3D Venn diagram. As I see it, regardless of what sphere they inhabit, the elites all share the same vision: one world order, one world taxation, and one world money. All of their actions are geared toward moving that agenda forward.
Now, are you able to share the identities of these elites with our viewers?
We've identified more than 189 individuals who are, in many cases, hiding in plain sight. Regardless, they all share the same vision: one world order, one world taxation, and one world money. A short list would include Christine Lagarde, Managing Director of the International Monetary Fund, IMF; Mark Carney, Governor of the Bank of England; Raghuram G. Rajan, Vice Chairman of the Bank for International Settlements; Haruhiko Kuroda, Governor of the Bank of Japan; William C. Dudley, President of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York; Agustin Carstens, Governor of the Bank of Mexico; Janet Yellen, Chairman of the Board of the Federal Reserve System; Mario Draghi, President of the European Central Bank; Zhu Min, former Deputy Managing Director of the IMF; Zhou Xiuquan, Governor of the People's Bank of China; Robert E. Rubin, Chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations. This A-list of central bankers and other elites is just the tip of the iceberg. Of course, not one of these elites will tell you outright what's going on, but I've seen and heard enough to connect the dots for myself. Not long ago, for example, I met with one of their senior operatives. He's a leading economist who served as the chairman of the Federal Reserve during the last crisis. He's considered one of the most influential minds in banking today. We met privately during a conclave in Seoul, South Korea. Of course, I'm talking about Ben Bernanke. I came away from my meeting with him stunned and convinced that ICE 9 was real. Not long before that, I set up a one-on-one meeting with another member of the network. His name is Zhu Min, the former deputy governor of China's central bank. Until recently, he served as deputy managing director of the International Monetary Fund. Zhu is a brilliant guy, like Bernanke, and he's pleasant and well-meaning. There's no doubt in my mind that he's also a member of the elite network preparing to impose ICE 9 on millions of Americans. But I wasn't done with my research. I have since met with dozens of senior officials, intelligence analysts, and former Wall Street colleagues. My quest led to a final meeting, a face-to-face summit with the head of Bilderberg. We met at Rockefeller Center in Manhattan, and he was very eager to get my take on the euro as a currency. I was happy to provide it, of course, in exchange for some valuable intelligence. As I say in my new book, he did not have horns. In fact, he gave me a nice gift when we parted ways, a blue Swedish vase. I keep it in my writing studio at my home in Connecticut. But my point is, I came away from all three meetings convinced of one thing. When the next crisis hits, the elites are planning to freeze the financial system, and they'll replace it with a new system, one not based on the U.S. dollar. When that happens, we'll wake up to a very strange and disturbing new reality.
And for our viewers that are watching today, what?
Go ahead and get 14 ready. This is, you know, there's going to be some freaking day that they choose, just like they chose 9/11, you know, when some people believe that that's the birthday of the Lord, September 11th, 3 BC, you know, the star that astonished the world. I mean, I went through that September 11th, but they've got a date chosen, and these jerks are going to pull off the next big whatever it is, and then this is when they're going to carry out the transfer from this paper dollar of ours to this probably some sort of blockchain, central bank, digital system, social credit score. All right. That's going to be involved in this. Let's go ahead and roll 14.
Hey, YouTube, this is on the Prepper One. It is Saturday morning. Roughly about an hour and a half ago, I was at the bank. I was going to withdraw some money. As you know, the hurricane destroyed a lot of things in Florida, so we are doing an addition on our house, and my son is also doing an addition on his house. So we decided that we're going to make sure we have enough supplies on hand because we're afraid building materials are going to go up. So I went to the bank to withdraw some money. It's easier for me just to give Nate money when he runs to the Lowe's or Home Depot or the supply house instead of having to give him my credit card or give him my debit card or a check. It's just easier. It creates no problems. So I went into the bank, Bank of America. Yeah, I know I shouldn't bank there, but I've been banking there for before the Army. And I've all through my Army, my retirement checks there. And knowing the Army, you don't want to touch anything because they mess everything up. So that's why I'm still there for with that account. So I went in there to withdraw $9,400, which is not a lot of money. I got to buy a heat and air system, pay for that next week. I got Lowe's and Home Depot. That money is gone. That is nothing when you're doing an addition. It is pennies. I had plenty of money in there. Plenty of money. I've taken money from retirement and put that in there. So there's plenty of money in there. So I walked up and asked for $9,400. The lady said, we can only give you $4,000. Which I know is a lie because a week before I took some more money out. And she said, well, it's the weekend. Okay, it's the weekend. So I said, that does not make me happy. So she said, all right. She went and talked to another girl behind the counter and said, go talk to, this would be, she gave a title of manager of the vault. Vault manager, I think that's what she said. So I waited for her to finish with her customer. I went down and talked to her, and she said, how much do you want? And I said, I want $9,400. And then it started. Oh, my gosh. I was at the point almost where I was going to tell her, close my account. Give me it all in cash and then see if you got enough money. She said, first of all, she said, why do you want all that money? And I point blank said, because it's my money. Then she says, is this for payroll? And I said, no, it's not for payroll. She said, well, if it's for payroll, we have other options you can use instead of getting all this cash out. I again said, no, it's not for payroll. She also then said, would you like a, I think it was cashier's check. Could you use a cashier's check? No, I don't want a cashier's check. Then I said, no. Then she said, well, we have other options so you don't have to get all this money out. I said, no, I'd like my $9,400, please. She then said, as she said, okay, because I was very emphatic and I was very upset. And I know you put the money in the bank and they have control over it. So that's going to change. Then she said, after she's starting the process of getting my $9,400 out, she said, if we give you this money, will your money be safe? Like someone's going to steal my money. That was the last draw. They did not want me to take $9,400 out of the bank, which is no big deal because next week they would be getting either a debit or a check to pay the $9,400. But it was at a point where it upset me enough where it's like, if you keep this up, I'm going to find another bank. I need to find another bank. I do. I need to find a local bank. The nice thing about Bank of America, it's big, so when I go anywhere, like I go anywhere, you guys know I don't go anywhere. But if I do, then there's banks everywhere where I can access my money. But
go ahead and stop it there. Well, obviously, you can access your money because, look, this, you know, we hear about these runs on banks and ATMs and everything in all these other countries. You don't think it's going to happen here? You know it's going to. They've got a date selected. It could be tomorrow. It could be 6 months from now. But they've got a date selected. And it's part of this little reset agenda. And is what it is. Lil Amal. This doll, this 20-foot freaking little refugee, Arab, I guess, refugee doll that's going around all over the place, and the View ladies, and I was, when I heard the name Lil Amal, I was like, oh, that's George Clooney's wife's first name, Amal Clooney. I wonder if there's any connection there, why they named it Lil Amal. All this footage that I'm seeing all over the video platforms of people looking up, fearful, putting their hand up, and then spinning around and collapsing and allegedly dying. So you're seeing these segments of video from all over the world where, and a lot of times they're holding their phone, which I find interesting, but these people are like at the counter, they're shopping, they're what have you. And all of them display similar behaviors to where they look up and they're seeing something that's not there. Well, let's just say it's not visible to the human eye, but they're seeing it somehow, and they're very fearful, and they're like, stick a hand up. Next thing you know, they twirl around, they collapse, and allegedly they die. So people are making a big deal about this all over the place. Very fascinating. President Trump, you know, I follow his Twitter, I mean, his Truth social deal from time to time. And you can find that at qagg.news, qagg.news. And you can deal with Gitter, you can deal with Twitter, and you can deal with Truth Social, and then you click Truth, and then you can go down and select whose Truth Social post you want to see, and you can just like hit real Donald Trump and hit save, and then you can look at all of his posts without being a member. And I do that. A lot of mainstream news people are all wigged out over the last few weeks because Trump has been retruthing a lot of kind of Q-oriented stuff from all of these different anons. Okay, so, you know, the story from all these people is that Trump is Q plus or what have you, and then all these anons are doing all this stuff, and it has to do with devolution and all this stuff. So Trump has been on a tear retruthing a bunch of kind of anon memes and so forth and so on. And so the mainstream news has been talking about Trump's gone full-blown QAnon, blah, 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 blah. A lot of people find that timing quite interesting. But, you know, lately it's just, if you look at Trump stuff, it's all just rehashing his rally kind of footage and that sort of thing. So, you know, I got a bunch more stuff to cover, but if people want to call in, if you've got something to add, call in. If you got some breaking kind of intelligence, something of that nature, you can call in. If you just want to talk, I don't really got time for all that. So if you got something to add that's, you know, substantive to the broadcast, you can call in. If not, I got a bunch of stuff to cover. We're coming up on the break. You know, here's an article on Zero Hedge. American energy bills set to soar this winter. And here's the break. But it's authored by Robert Rapier via oilprice.com. So you blow up the pipelines, and then we're going to send all this natural gas over to Europe to keep them going. And then guess what? Price is going to go way up here, folks. All right. See you on the other side.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet.
We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You may wake up one morning and your life's been took away. And you may think back on memories and dreams of yesterday. And you may think life is okay and you just keep struggling on. But your freedom's being stolen, so wake up before it's gone. And they're taking our freedom away. They're stealing your freedom today. They're taking our freedom away. So listen closely to what I say. The words that you are saying could be taken as a crime. They're even finding false now when the words are nursery rhymes. One group can't sell their records, or the law is on their backs. Where we'll all be mindless prisoners if we don't stop fighting back. Cause they're taking our freedom away.
All right, we're back. It's Cindy Erie Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Natural gas demand is an all-time high. Okay, it's up by 3.3% from 2019 to 2022. Demand has increased primarily because of coal-fired power plants switching to natural gas. Duh. All these people with their war on frickin' coal. We got a bunch of calls racked up, so folks, try to be very, very brief. Greg in Arkansas, what's on your mind, Greg?
Hello, Robert. Greetings from the Branson area. It's very civilized. You're welcome to join us, if you would. Okay, I'll try to make this fast. There's this great big push on the internet claiming that Putin is extremely anti-Zionist and anti-Jew. Have you seen the documentary that Adam Green did an interview with Brother Nathaniel, and there's a clip in there that he sprung on Brother Nathaniel because Brother Nathaniel was claiming that Putin was extremely anti-Zionist and all that stuff. So anyway, during this clip, Putin was seething upset that I believe it was an ambassador that was visiting with Putin from Poland, and not that long ago, and the ambassador had hostilities over the Zionists and the Jews. And Putin was seethingly upset and called him a pig in an interview. He called the ambassador a pig, that he disliked Jews, and Putin vehemently defended his Zionist and Jewish connections. So there's a big rumor going on about there that Putin is extremely against them. So I just thought I would call that in, that if people want to see this interview with Brother Nathaniel and Adam Green of No More News, I saw it on BitChute. I went back to try to find it and struggled to find it. I never did,
right.
But it's
right.
Out there. So that's
yeah,
it,
well,
Robert.
You know,
thank you.
Okay, thanks. You know, there's the whole thing with Chabad Lubavitch having their big library there in Moscow, too, and they chose Moscow to have their big huge library there, and Pooty Poot was all happy about that, too. So, Chance in West Virginia. Chance, greetings.
Hello, Robert. A few quick points. I want to make three quick points. For what it's worth, for the first time, I'm having difficulty getting propane. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two, yeah, number two, two people I know who took this joyful jab juice now have strange physical maladies finally. Now, I can't attribute it yet, but I guess only time will tell.
Mm-hmm.
And my last point is this. What happened to that gentleman with Bank of America is going to happen to all of us when we go to the bank very shortly. But, you know, I can't understand why this guy did business with Bank of America or Wells Fargo or any of these big branches. That's a definite thing to happen when you deal with them. But make no mistake, it's all going to happen to us when we go to make withdrawals. When? I don't know, but I presume shortly. And that's all I got to say, Robert, and keep up the good work now.
Oh, all right, Chance. Take care, brother. Andy in Texas. Andy, greetings.
Well, hey, thanks, Robert. No, I just want to report from the cotton belt of Texas here. Look, the cotton growing and whatnot is way down. I mean, the fertilizer didn't get here either. So
right.
We're looking at, we're going to go through a process here real quick. It's going to be food. It's going to be everything. Your shirts are going to cost. Everything is going to go up, and it's already going up. They're anticipating it. They already raised the prices. But what we're going through right now is going to be horrendous. And I guess my question to you, Robert, is what's your best guess of what are they going to throw at us next?
Well, this people talking about this scare event with some sort of a nuclear thing. I really, at this point, I don't think that another scamdemic is going to blow over well with them. Like, you've heard about this devastation of the hurricane with this largest fertilizer companies in the world, Mosaic,
yes.
Located right in the devastating path of Ian.
Amazing.
I think it could be some sort of a famine, maybe lights out scenario to really move things up in, the time frame, and then cocktail that with some sort of a economic, like the guy was saying, an economic shutdown. Basically, nobody can get to any wealth, and then they're going to force this this next part of the, let's just say, social credit score, mark of the beast type stuff on people. I don't even know if we're going to see this election. I don't even know if we're going to see this election. We'll see.
That's interesting. So nonetheless, we're not getting anywhere close to getting better. It's going to continue to go worse.
Well, it seems that way. You hope there's a lot of freaking people, old people and babies running around, innocent, that you just don't want to see suffer. But the people that run this freaking world, they get off on that kind of suffering anyway. So they get their jollies by, watching the helpless, go through hell. Look at the way they do this satanic ritual abuse. Look at the way they torture people and all the rest of this stuff and get their jollies off it. So mass killing.
And we're supposed to accept this.
No, right, you're
take
not
care
supposed
of yourself,
to.
Man.
All right, see ya. Al in Montana, you're not supposed to accept it, but you know, you gotta. I don't know the coalescing force that's going to get everybody out here to do something about it at the same time. They like picking people off, and they're very effective at it. Al in Montana, go ahead.
Hey, Robert, I'm really glad the way you went after Putin's speech, in the sense that he is telling the truth in the hard way that Donald Trump was telling the truth when he was looking for election, and Putin is, you know, he's playing his role, because that's what I think too. He's playing his role for right now, but ultimately he belongs to the banks and he belongs to the World Economic Forum, and he can tell a little more layer of truth as 4 years later is the whole thing comes to life, like the tranny story hours and the sexualization of the kids is the biggest thing. And then the last thing I want to say, I want to keep getting more callers, is that the spinning circle of death is the best proof of a round earth, because it looks like the people that are spinning in the north hemisphere going left, and the people that are spinning in the right hemisphere and the southern hemisphere is going right. I just wanted to have a little fun with you, dude.
Yeah. You know, Putin would be in heaven, this Bank of International Settlement, central bank in his country. That's a real tough one for me to swallow, that he's, you know, real, and he's got his, you know, he ain't got no hooks in him. And then number two, he threw the Anglo-Saxons under the bus as a race during that speech. And I'm like, really? You're going to throw the Anglo-Saxons under the bus, and you're never going to mention the kosher mafia, the Khazars, and the so forth. And so, well, there's a lot of people that believe Putin is actually a crypto himself, and I can't say he is or isn't, but it's pretty fascinating.
All right, I'll let you get the other callers. Thank you for taking my call.
All right, Al. Take care of yourself. Let's take Fred in Iowa. Fred, I haven't talked to you in a while. I'm glad to see you're still out here, sir.
Yeah, hello, brother. In the first hour, you mentioned during the Second World War, three areas that were bombed in Germany. Dresden was bombed, you know, nightly and daily. Demolished it. Why was it bombed, Dresden?
Oh, heck.
It was over 90% Protestant.
That's right, Lutherans, yeah. And the Jesuits were in on that, too, yeah.
Okay, for 7.5 years, I've been trying to get this out. You come the closest of anybody that has the guts. But, of course, this can get you murdered, dead as hell. And that is, you know, I can say it over the air, but the first beast of Revelation, the second beast of Revelation, which gives his power unto the first beast and makes an image to him and the false prophet. Do you want me to name them?
Well, the first beast is the Vatican. Right, according to probably your Protestant viewpoint, the first beast is the Vatican, the second beast is the United States, and the false prophet's the Pope.
The false prophet is the apostate.
You there, Fred?
And I'm going to put Fred? It out. Seventh-day Adventist.
Fred, you there? All right, let's take Dan and Walt.
The false prophet is the apostate Protestant.
Am I still on the air?
Yeah, can you hear me? Yeah, I can hear you.
Hello? Anybody?
I can hear you. I can't now. Can you hear me?
All right, we're back, folks. Right when Fred... Is Fred still on the line? Okay, Fred, that's weird, Fred, that we're right when you called and you talked about the Beast 1, Beast 2, and the False Prophet. I got somehow kicked to the curb there. According to Fred, most likely what he was thinking about is the first beast that rises up out of the sea is oh, Fred's back. You there, Fred?
Yes.
Yeah, I got kicked off right when we were talking. I'm guessing that your interpretation of the first beast that rises up out of the sea is the Vatican. The second beast that rises up out of the earth, a kind of an undiscovered area, is the United States, and then the false prophet is the Pope, right? Is that pretty much accurate where you're at?
And a few more statements, and then I'll get off. My phone shut down too. I do not hate Catholics, and I sure as hell don't hate Protestants, because I'll give my life up for it. But my church is apostatizing from the top down, but the movement and all the churches is going to be from the bottom up. And anyhow, we need you on 5 days a week. I don't know if you can do it or not, but you're so extremely important. Anyhow, God dang it. God bless you. Good night. I love you, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right, Fred. I'm glad to see you're still kicking around out here. It's good to, we've been talking for years. Let's take Dan in Washington. Dan, greetings.
Oh, hey, real quick on Fred's point, I've always wanted to look into that as far as, the destruction of the church. Like, it's easy to trace the Catholic Church to, say, the Vatican II, or maybe when Italy lost the war. But as far as like the Lutheran Church, Baptist churches, I think a lot of their intellectual heads and power were probably killed off in World War II, to kind of make way for the Zionist Schofield American Protestantism.
Yeah, well, I really split a lot of hairs with that, with World War II and the Jesuits and their ultimate plans and desires. Because like, if you really look at the thing with Putin and the Ukraine, you cannot dispel the agenda of the Jesuits there either, and the war on Orthodoxy, the Great Schism, and all that stuff that happened. So the Jesuits are counter-Reformation type people and counter-revolutionaries, to where they're always trying to any groups that leave the fold, let's say, they took it upon themselves with Loyola and all these guys, and there's a bunch of Jews involved in the Jesuits too, which is very fascinating. And I've read stuff, for a long time about a lot of these superior generals were being of the circumcisions, which means, hey, they were cryptos, okay? But anyway, so these guys are out there doing all kinds of evil crap to Christians that wanted to go off and do their own thing. And so there's like a litany of just crazy stuff done to these other Christians by this militant faction of the papacy. And, if you're a real Christian and another Christian says, hey, bro, I don't want to hang out with you anymore because I think you're screwed up, then you're not going to be like, all right, let's go assassinate him and kill his family. You know, it's like, we ain't going to do that. I mean, so there's a lot of wicked stuff here when it comes to like killing off all them Lutherans in World War II, these brothers wars, and sending these Protestants. So they were involved in all this right along with organized Jewry. And so it's really fascinating when you get into, digging into this, especially this war with Orthodoxy, which we're seeing now.
Well, and that's where I think, just real quick to your last point, it's kind of like, if a culture starts leaving religion, kind of like America in the 1970s, it's kind of like, let's send in the Jews. it's kind of like, you want us in? We'll start turning your kids into trainees kind of thing.
Sappers and miners, send in the constant revolutionaries. Wherever these guys go, they'll be like, let them loose. Let them do their thing.
Well, with my real quick with Putin, I kind of, you know, he had to, I think I'll just say actions speak louder than words, you know, guess none of us really know, but he's kicked most of those oligarchs, you know, out to Israel. He's supporting Iran. He's supported Syria.
Yeah.
So he's kind of set, you know, and it's obvious that they hate the guy, at least ones here in America. I mean, and if he did call out the Jews, a lot of people think that would be like instant World War III.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I know. I mean, you know,
so
it's he's got a central bank there. Look, I want Putin to be a real dude. Don't get me wrong. That's like I wanted Trump to be a real dude. You know,
doesn't he control the central bank though?
It claims to be independent and all this stuff. And you know, I don't know. I don't know enough about it. But so that's just where I'm at.
All right. Well, that's all I got to say. Actions speak louder than words. It was a great speech. You know, like the last caller said, so was Trump's. You know, and you know, first speech he gave when elected.
Yeah. When Trump did his speech and he had all them military guys come down the aisle behind him, I was like, what the hell's about to happen? They about to snatch up some of these politicians. I mean, I was hoping that was crazy.
All right. Well, thanks for taking the call. Have a good evening.
All right. All right, man. Later. All right, so the hijacker is with us, and he's going to finish out the broadcast with me, so hit me with it.
Okay, Robert, I come to hijack.
So, there you go.
Here you go. The great and mighty king of Mother Russia, Vladimir Putin, you know their people by their words. By the words they're justified. By the words they're condemned. The speech that he gave was incredible. Also, by their fruits, you know them. So what are the fruits of the great and mighty king of Mother Russia, Vladimir Putin? 50+ thousand Orthodox churches basically born, rebuilt. You take a look at his words and his deeds, and you got to sit back and say, wait a minute, this guy is the real deal. And that's what I'm saying.
I want him to be. But I also, I have to be gun shy at this point in my life as well.
Yeah, but do you know that the central bank chairman has been sanctioned by the One World Order today? Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, so the person that runs the central bank of Russia has now been sanctioned, as well as a few of the deputy prime ministers or whatever they are. They've been sanctioned. So what we have is a real fight. But the other thing I wanted to call in, Robert, is that something that Cliff High said, or basically Cliff High does, he basically... when he ran his spider robots, and he got the collective, he basically, Cliff High says that the collective of the consciousness of, you know, the universal people pick up what's getting ready to happen. If we take a look at the consciousness or the stories that have come out about nuclear war, or tactical weapons in Ukraine. I mean, in the last 2 weeks, one right after another, hundreds of them that basically put them into collective consciousness of the people. So I just want to give people the heads up that basically they're getting ready to do a nuclear false flag.
It could. I mentioned that last week. Remember all the Israeli embassies around the world, especially the one up there in New York that's supposedly hot with radiation. There could be a hostile external player that does a false flag to try to blame another country like Russia or something like that too. So we're in a real kind of precarious spot.
Yeah, but the reason why I called in Robert is that. By his words, you are justified and condemned, and by your fruits you are known. And if you take a look at Vladimir Putin, the great and mighty king of Mother Russia, you take a look. He's gone all the way out on the edge. The only thing he hasn't said is that it's all about the Zionist Jews. But you always got a great show, Robert. I mean, you are the king of Sunday night. And I would agree with the other guy. You need to do like a weekly program, a couple hours every day. You would reign supreme. But anyways, okay. So this is the hijacker. Over and out. Thanks, Robert. Thanks for
all right.
Thanks for the call.
I'll be in touch, man. Like I said, there is some good fruits that Putin as a leader has done with the standing the gap for Syria and so forth and so on. It was interesting to see Ramzan Kadyrov in the crowd, you know, and I watched the faces of the people in that crowd very, very closely. And pretty interesting, a very somber moment to listen to that speech for them, as well as kind of celebratory to bring these regions back into the Russian sphere. You know, we're at a fever pitch right now. Let's just hope some of these evil bastards get taken down. All right, folks. We'll see you. Well, who knows what's going to happen within the next 7 days. 927 Nord Stream operation. All right. Sam, thanks for everything. Listeners, callers, thank you. We'll see you.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.